display the triumphant life. Are there not others like that? You know there are. There are some who are perpetual or periodic invalids for want of a changed attitude and a bit of resistance to the devil. Please do not quote me the names of the noble army of the bedridden, whose saintly character and sacrificial service are in some cases known the world over. I am not thinking of them, but of those Christians whose infirmities, weaknesses, and disabilities never seem to become in any appreciable way a platform upon which to display the grace of God. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Such take a passive attitude toward life, fold their arms, and say, "The will of the Lord be done." Just suppose that had been Paul's attitude when he was pestered by the spirit of divination in the woman at Philippi, Acts 16:12-18. It was not, however. The apostle knew his prerogative in Christ, and he used it. The scriptures do not record that he cried to the Father. But this is what we are told. Paul, being sore troubled, turned to the evil spirit and said, "I charge thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And the demon came out of her that very hour. I contend for a continual renewal and display of the triumphant life of Christ in those who are united to him, and a constant looking to the Holy Spirit to guide in each case or circumstance. We paralyze ourselves in this realm if we believe that such resistance to Satan is not necessary. And such a viewpoint is tragic, both in the light of Scripture and of the abundant evidence around us of souls sinking in a satanic quagmire. The evil one will do anything to silence them or make them helpless. God helping us, let us do what we can to get such persons on solid ground again. Let me repeat it. This is God's work, but it is God in us, in the person of the triumphant Christ, who seeks to use us, through whom to manifest his authority.